And now we'll have some time to explore these qualities of equanimity and wisdom in our meditation practice with a guided meditation that Dane will lead for us. So, Dane?
Thanks, Lyndall.
Floor is yours.
All right. I think for this one, we can just get into it, taking your meditative posture and gently closing your eyes. Noticing what's present as we head into this last sitting meditation of the day. Maybe there's calm and steadiness or sleepiness or the readiness to be done, be somewhere else. Just being mindful of what's present right here and now. Noticing what difficulties are with us right now. Maybe they've built up over the day, showed up unexpectedly. Can we just let them be there without trying to change them? Allowing our attention to notice any sensation that's present, whether it's breath or body or feeling or thought. Perhaps seeing clearly some of these qualities we've discussed throughout the day, maybe seeing clearly that it's hard to see some of them. perhaps noticing clearly this feeling or sensation of equanimity, this ability to be with whatever that is present. One way of seeing this equanimity arise is when something difficult arises, noticing the sensations as we find balance, as we return back. When we're seeing this feeling or sensation of equanimity, notice if any wisdom rises up alongside it, any clear seeing, any truthfulness. knowing that this wisdom that arises will inform our practice, inform our lives. Knowing that if we continue to nurture our practice, ourselves, these qualities, these paramis will continue to grow and flourish. We'll take an extended period of silence for this last sit of the day, maybe 10 or so minutes. Continuing to practice in whatever way feels nurturing, whatever way feels balanced.